So today we're going to be trolling feminists on Twitter. I know I said this series was going to end, but everyone kept begging me in the comments to keep this going, to keep trolling feminists on Twitter, to keep making these videos. And as we found out last video, everyone said I fell off, so we have to bring the most popular series back so I can pay my rent. So everyone better like this video, because I'm bringing this back for you guys. I hate when men stare at me for free. You should be paying for this. I'd pay not to see you. I'm sorry you had to see that, guys. I'm honestly sorry. Oh, and they deleted their tweet. That means I can't click on your profile now, so I'm safe from seeing you. Thank God.
I hate short men.
Not only are men getting hate, they're also not allowed to be short. If you're short, you're a bitch. What are you doing slacking behind everyone else? Did you forget to grow? No, honestly, did you forget? Ooh. This is the person that's talking smack about short men, by the way. Why are these eyebrows so thin and so far away from my eyes? I'll tell you something I hate. I hate your genetically challenged eyebrows. I don't know how your parents did it, but they must have done it upside down or something, because what happened to your eyebrows? They are genetically challenged. I hate Virgo men. If hating men wasn't enough, believing in astrology just makes it worse. I have the galaxy on my wall, bro, and I still don't pray to the stars. This star right here isn't gonna control your life. This star right here isn't gonna control your life. This star right here isn't gonna control your life. You can make things happen. Did the stars also tell you to be a little gremlin on Twitter? But I clicked on this person's profile and I just saw this tweet and it made me laugh. What are things you can do to glow up? Oh, don't worry. I'll tell you the answer. Stop being an online degenerate and go outside. Stop hating people because you are actually just not happy with yourself and trying to find someone to blame. Stop believing in star signs because you control your own miserable life even though you don't want to accept it. Because your life isn't good, you shouldn't blame someone else for it. And going straight to hating people isn't the way to go about life. I hate homeless men, so I have no sympathy for them. It's the homeless women I feel bad for, especially the one with kids. What is wrong with you? You hate homeless men. Could be someone that just had really bad luck and like their house burnt down. But no, you're not allowed to feel bad for men. Stop being homeless. Just go live in a house. It's so easy. This person is really intelligent. They're really onto something. So I decided to go on her Twitter and see what sort of smart tweets she has. I never fumbled any man. From my personal experience, the men I've came across suck and I have no regrets. This is what I don't get. This is some of people's logic. Okay, everyone else they meet is just wrong and an awful person, but they are the greatest person to ever live. How is that possible? You've met 100 people and all of them are bad, but you're an angel. You're a perfect star. You're such a nice and kind person. Men aren't human beings and never face any struggles for real. Don't feel bad for homeless men. Come on, toughen up. Get a house. This person then blocked me, but somehow I was able to see this reply they had to me. Homeless men are so fucking dirty and ugly. It's just them getting karma for being creeps. Oh my God, you are an awful human being. People can go homeless for so many different reasons. Honestly, this is the type of person that deserves to be homeless so they can know what it feels like. I hate men. You know what's funny is that I clicked on this person's profile and their bio said, heaven sent. No, I don't think heaven sent you, no. Maybe the local bakery did. You were sent by Ronald McDonald himself. Heaven sent, cemetery bound. Living like that isn't gonna last you very long, I'll tell you that. I can tell you also hate being healthy. I can see a pattern, you know. You hate men, you hate being healthy, you ate a cake. There's just patterns, there's patterns. And I can just see them. And then the fitness influencer deleted her original tweet. Didn't even get to ask my questions. I was gonna ask for workout tips. I hate broke men. Guys, you are not gonna believe what she does as a job online. Go broke for my dirty socks. She sells socks and feet pics. How bad do you want my smelly dirty sock? What the hell? Who likes this stuff? You've gotta be insane. Who in their right mind sees this and goes, yeah, I want some of that? The men that do like this and subscribe to this and buy stuff like this, you are the downfall of our gender. You are the part that went wrong. And now we get hated on Twitter because of you. That's sad. Not enough sales for your socks. Too many broke men out here. They don't want to buy socks anymore. Try gloves next time. I hate that we can't admire women's breasts because men have sexualized them. A woman's breast, especially a black woman's, is a work of art. Look who's talking, bro. Bro is an undercover spy. Bro said, free the nipple movement. Oh, I hate that women have to wear bras. God. Bras. Why do women have to wear them? They're so constricting. They really hold the chest area so much you can't breathe properly. Take them off. Let them breathe. Let them puppies breathe. I hate cis men, but sometimes my boyfriend is so sweet. I think that they can be educated. Why are we now getting compared to animals that can be trained? I think you need some education in your life. Men aren't dogs. Hope your boyfriend finds someone better for him. Honestly, I wonder if, like, you know, if some of these people are relationships, if their other partners partner knows how they speak about them or how they speak about their gender online or just behind their backs. It's insane. Yes, you don't have to love every single man in the world, but saying stuff like that is crazy. Supposedly a cis man is if you're born a man and stay a man, right? So basically default. If you're born default as a man, you're hated by this person, but you can be trained. What the fuck does that mean? Yeah, dogs are better for real. I mean, honestly, I would pick a dog over you. And then she tweeted a screenshot of our conversation and said, incels found my account, RIP. Standing up for someone hating on men and saying they can be educated like animals is being an incel. Now that's crazy. Standing up to people saying such absurd, stupid things is now being an incel. Even a dog couldn't possibly love someone like you. Dogs like to eat their own poo, by the way, just to put that into perspective. I really hate when men say, I prefer natural hair. That shit make me want to kick them dead in the face. Okay. A bit violent. Just saying you prefer natural hair. She's gonna kick you in the face. Let's see what she looks like. I'm not gonna lie, you don't look very intimidating. On the topic of natural things, I think everyone can agree those deformed Lego bricks on your wrinkly ass fingers need to go. Honestly, on a real one, how are people wiping their ass? Not only has she got the claws of the century, bruv, she's also got like ET hands. That's crazy. And then Lego brick nails blocked me. People out here really don't want to hear the truth. I just said some facts. I was giving her some constructive criticism. I hate when men support my opinion. It only means I've said something they agree with, i.e. something really stupid. Let's take a look at your pin tweet. I am feminist. I hate misogynistic people. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. I hate misogynistic people. I will never compromise my values and beliefs for anyone. Avoid me, please, if you believe otherwise. That is strange. I agree with your pin tweet. I agree with that statement. I have to think every man agrees with you, so. I hate seeing ugly men speak. What's crazy about this tweet is that she doesn't even listen. She sees them speak. She sees an ugly man speak from far away and she hates it. I hate seeing you. Many people hate many things. You know, it's crazy because we have something in common. We both hate ugly things. I hate when ugly men follow me. No one with any self-worth and prospects in life will ever follow you anyway. Shit people attract more shit. With this mentality, you're only gonna find someone with the same limiting mindset as you. Only a degenerate person would follow such a degenerate person. Oh, and they got so offended they deleted their original tweet. Don't worry, no one's gonna follow you anyway, so it's okay. I hate it when you go to the gym and there are two men fighting over a machine. I mean, if it was the last Whopper and Burger King, maybe, but not a machine at the gym, I'd just go home. Well, guys. If you go to the gym thinking about Burger King Whoppers, then I think we have found your problem. You go home if you see two people wanting to use the same machine, but you would fight for the last burger at Burger King. Get your priorities straight. All round, I guess, for you. I hate men, bro. I hate them. Well, that's very interesting because I clicked on your profile and this is a picture of you. Side view mirror pics are really my calling. I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but I don't think so. I would have to disagree with you on that one. I don't think any pictures are your calling. This is how I know I've been vaping entirely too long. These are the type of people that hate men, by the way. People that be hitting the Squid Game vape. Keep hitting that Squid Game vape, bro. It's clearly helping because you are so smart. When you hit the Squid Game vape, the knowledge goes straight into the brain, you know? And this is why you come up with such smart tweets. I hate men. They were literal scum of the earth. Ugh. What did men do this time, guys? I mean, there can only be one explanation. Yep, they didn't buy her OnlyFans. Lately in life, I've tried to be a bit nicer to people and like not be as mean and stuff, but I do have to say something. I have a genuine question after seeing a picture of you. Who in their right mind is paying to see pictures of that? I'm not gonna lie, and this is the honest truth. Delete that OF. No one is going to pay to see pics of you. I know your angry men aren't buying it, but who could blame them? The supply is there. There's just no demand. You might have the supply, but you need the demand, and there is clearly no demand. The more I see men on the timeline, the more I hate them. Guys, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to try and guess what her pinned tweet is. You're never gonna guess it, but I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. 10 out of 10 K-dramas according to me. Oh my god. How much free time do you have? I couldn't even think of watching as many shows as the first tweet. You have a whole thread of these. And it says show more. Show more? How many have you watched? These are only the 10 out of 10 ones. I can't even think of the 9 out of 10 ones you've watched. This is honestly sad. Oh, and then I saw one of her other tweets that says, God, I really like this man. This is so embarrassing. Having a conversation with you will be like, you know when you get that random just buzzing noise in your ear. That would just be like that constantly as soon as you mention a K-drama. Clearly, you being on social media too much rots your brain. This is the reason no man likes you, by the way. Like, yeah, I hate every man on my timeline. Maybe get off social media. Maybe get off the app that's making you hate a whole gender of people. Maybe you're being a bit too influenced by social media. Maybe you should log off for a few hours. Go watch a K-drama. Don't. That was a joke. Do not. You might have actually seen every single K-drama that ever is. Oh, and then this person deleted their original tweet and blocked me. I guess what I said was true. If you're not like these people and actually don't hate people based on their gender, hate men or hate women for no reason, you need to go get yourself some merch at purge.store before it's too late and it's gone, because it looks really nice and it feels nice. We aren't dumb enough to hate men or hate women for no reason at all. Like and subscribe or you'll become a Twitter feminist.